This is Akashwani. In the program Insights, now we bring you an exclusive interview with Minhaj Alam, Additional Secretary, Ministry of Food Processing Industries on World Food India 2024. Interviewer is Alok Rai, Akashwani correspondent.
Food is one of the basic necessities of life and is facing a critical turning point in the future due to a confluence of consumer tastes, sustainability initiatives, and technology advancements. The food industry confronts the enormous task of producing wholesome, secure, and easily accessible food while reducing its negative effects on the environment as the world's population continues to rise. Showcasing global investment opportunities and culinary excellence, the third edition of the World Food India 2024 began today at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. The four-day mega event will witness the participation from over 90 countries, 26 Indian states and union territories, and 18 central ministries and allied government bodies. World Food India 2024 brings together global industry leaders to showcase innovations and explore investment opportunities. The event aims to position India as a global food hub, empowering MSMEs, highlighting India's sourcing potential, and promoting cutting-edge technologies. From food irradiation to sustainability, World Food India 2024 will serve as a platform for transformative growth in the food value chain. In a message on the occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, "The government is committed to setting global benchmarks for innovation, sustainability, and safety in the food sector." Mr. Modi said, "The government is supporting the farmers with innovative policies and focused implementation." On the participation of several nations in the mega event, the Prime Minister said, "This is an ideal platform to work with the world." We are now joined by Minhaj Alam, Additional Secretary, Ministry of Food Processing Industries.
Sir, first of all, congratulations for the grand opening of World Food India 2024 at Bharat Mandapam.
Thank you so much.
Sir, could you provide an overview of World Food India 2024 and its primary objectives? And sir, if you could tell us what are the key highlights and focus pillars of this year's event?
World Food India 2024 is the third edition of World Food India. First edition was held in 2017, second was held in 2023. The purpose of having World Food India is to promote trade investment in food processing sector in the country. It is also to showcase India's achievement in this sector. As we all know, food processing sector is a sunrise sector and it is very promising for the future. India is one of the top agriculture producing country in the world, and we need to develop good food processing sector so that people of the country can have a good food, as well as we need to have good value chain infrastructure development so that wastages are reduced and our level of processing is increased. We need to have a vibrant food processing sector so that demands of people, particularly the food security and nutrition, is also achieved. And also we are having focus pillars as plant-based food, sustainable packaging, irradiation, minimum wastages, and also reducing losses in the sector. It's also being done this time that reverse bias their meat, as well as global food regulator summit is being held together, so that the issues, the regulations are also taken care of. And also we need to connect Indian producers, foreign buyers, so that we can increase export of the processed food sector.
How will World Food India 2024 provide a platform for micro and SME stakeholders in the food value chain? And can you elaborate on the app-based business interaction facilities designed for these stakeholders?
For micro and small industries, we have given opportunity to them. We have helped them in bringing their products here, and we are giving free space for them. Ministry of Food Processing Industry is implementing a scheme called PM-FME scheme. We have got more than 1 lakh micro units sanctioned under this scheme. So many of its beneficiaries have been brought here. Apart from that, we are also having PM-KSY scheme for small and medium, and their products have also been displayed. And during last World Food India also, they got opportunity to meet with prospective buyers. This time also they are getting opportunity to meet prospective buyers, and their business will only go on, and it will increase in time to come. And as the reverse buyers meet, we are providing app-based meeting schedule with buyers, our exhibitors and foreign buyers, and our small industries also will be getting opportunity to interact with the buyers, and they are going to get good business in future.
Sir, you talked about PM formalization of micro food processing enterprises scheme. We have a beneficiary of the scheme with us. Let's listen what she has to share with our listeners.
Hello, my name is Catherine Soempi AS from Lushang Village, and I am a startup of PMFME, and I took the PMFME loan in 2023, and I brought the GI product and also one district one product, for example like kachai lemon, sirara kong, bamboo shoot and kiwi. I'm so excited that everyone come and visit to our places.
While addressing the inaugural event, Food Processing Industries Minister Chirag Paswan said the food processing industry makes a significant contribution to India's economy and development, and the World Food India will act as a platform for the industry to gain global reputation.
प्रोसेसिंग विद प्रोस्पेरिटी, इस सोच के साथ हम लोग आगे बढ़ने का काम कर रहे हैं. प्रधानमंत्री जी की सोच है कि आने वाले दिनों में कैसे भारत एक फूड बास्केट के तौर पर दुनिया के सामने हम लोग अपने आप को प्रस्तुत कर सके, कैसे भारत कंट्रीब्यूट कर सके अंतर्राष्ट्रीय स्तर पर, कैसे भारत की फूड प्रोसेसिंग इंडस्ट्री अंतर्राष्ट्रीय स्तर पर एक अपनी पहचान बना सके. मैं समझता हूँ कि ये शुरुआत है, पर इस सोच को आगे बढ़ाने के लिए जितनी बाधाएं आएंगी उन बाधाओं को दूर करने के संकल्प के साथ हम लोग आगे बढ़ने का प्रयास कर रहे हैं.
Sir, the Minister of Food Processing Industries has talked about opening 100 food testing labs in the coming days. So, what are the measures being taken to meet global safety benchmarks like CODEX and Advanced Sustainable Development Goals? If you could throw some light on that.
Food safety labs are very important in this country to ensure food standards. Ministry is to help in creation of food testing labs across the country. During this year budget announcement, there is plan to have 100 food testing laboratories in the country more. Already, we have supported hundreds of food testing laboratories. Apart from that, FSSAI is also supporting state government laboratories sector. So, with more and more food processing laboratories are coming, and the opportunity for food processing industries to get their product tested will be easier and will be cost effective. And the better quality of the food products are there, I think the better will be market and better will be export. So it is very much important that all the food which are being produced in the country, they are tested properly so that the rejections are less. We have set up more than 300 food testing labs across the country already. This 100 further also will give better opportunity for industries to take advantage of these labs.
What are the main topics and goals of the Food Regulators Summit 2024, which is also being hosted by FSSAI? And how will this summit contribute to improving food safety and quality standards in India?
This is the first time Global Food Regulator Summit is being done at the time of World Food India. So this summit is going to deliberate about the food safety standards in the country and also suggest what further standards can be adopted in this country. And also because international participation is also there, so our industry will also know like what are the industry standards in other countries and how can they access other markets. Similarly, other countries can also know about Indian markets and what are the safety standards in Indian market. We need to have proper safety standards in the country, and we need that everybody should comply with their safety standards, because finally it is the customer who is a beneficiary if the safety standards are there. And it will be good for overall health of the country that food safety standards are met. And during this summit, lot of sessions are there, themes are there, discussions are there. That's going to help further in our achieving food safety standards.
Sir, where does India stand as compared to the global food safety standards? Are we in sync with the global food safety standards, or is there a need to devise some India-specific standards which can help our exporters also?
India is having safety standards there also for international market. Some more standards are required, some more compliance is required. So our exporters who are accessing international markets, they are having those compliance also. And for marketing in India, Indian standards are required. But Indian standards also in line with the international standards.
Sir, what are the innovations and technologies which will be showcased at the technology pavilion? And how do you see these innovations impacting the efficiency and sustainability of the food processing industry?
So there are a lot of technologies. Different institutions have brought these new technologies, and also a lot of industry has also brought new technologies. The newer the technologies, that the better will be quality standards. And also particularly in case of machinery, if you have good technology, then quality of products will be much better. So this ministry is also supporting research and development in food processing sector. Apart from that, private sector also, they are putting efforts in research and development. So it's very important that we need to have good R&D in the country, so that overall benefits to food processing sector is there, food processing machinery is there, and food products which are being developed. And we also want to have more and more patents to be received in this sector.
Sir, could you explain to our listeners in simple terms what is food irradiation? And what are the initiatives being taken to reduce food wastage and maximize value in the food processing industry?
So food irradiation is a technology through which particularly to increase the quality of the food which is being produced, and so that the wastage is reduced. And food irradiation is a technology. We need to take help of Department of Atomic Energy for this purpose. This year budget announcement is there for food irradiation units. Already ministry has supported some food irradiation unit as part of cold chain scheme. This time also we have already done the special interest, and those who are eligible applications, and they will be sanctioned. And irradiation is now very important, because particularly for accessing international markets for fruits, vegetables, and all, irradiation is required. So ministry is implementing various schemes, particularly as I told, PLIS, PMKSY, PMFME. The purpose is that we need to develop value chain so that the wastage are less. In India, the level of processing is around 10%, so which needs to increase. We need to have more and more value to our agriculture products. And the share of processed and valued products in agriculture export basket is increasing, and it has almost doubled in the last 10 years. So in future, we need to have that processed and valued products form at least maybe around 50% of total agriculture food export. So that's what ministry wants it to be done, and for that we need to have good infrastructure, value chain infrastructure to be developed across the country.
Can you discuss the importance of sustainable packaging in the food processing industry and the solutions which are being highlighted at the event? And what role do you see sustainable packaging playing in the future of India's food sector?
If packaging is very important, because it increases shelf life. If we have good packaging, so shelf life of the product will be increased, so that wastage can be reduced. And this packaging should be sustainable, so that there is no adverse effect on the environment. So this time during World Food India 2024, we have a pavilion. We are sustainable packaging is one of the focus pillars. And we are showing models which are there, how sustainable packaging is there. And we want more and more investments to be done in this field, so that shelf life of food products increase, and without any adverse effect on the environment.
Sir, we also spoke to the exhibitors participating in the event.
Okay, I am Adil Al-Wasis from Kuwait. I am first time to come visit India. It's a very nice country and friendly people. The people like and see future very well and make what he can do for the future.
Hi, I'm Sujata Jayaraman. We have a stall about our pioneering initiatives on recycling plastic and for developing sustainable plastics. And 70% of our packaging is recycle ready and it is sustainable. And also one of the innovation we have, where we reduce food waste by having a packaging innovation that reduces sticking of products to packaging and reduces food waste. Thank you very much.
Sir, what are the long-term goals of World Food India, and how do you envision its impact on India's food processing industry in the coming years?
The long-term goals of World Food India is to have Indian companies, Indian food, access international market, more and more investments in the sector to come, and also better technology development of this sector, and food processing machineries also. We want that India should indigenize most of the food processing machinery. So we need to have good transfer technologies for that purpose. And we want that level of processing to increase, share of processed food in agriculture exports should increase. These are overall our long-term targets.
Thank you for taking out the time to speak to us and inform our listeners about World Food India and India's growing stature in this sector.
Thank you so much.
You were listening to an exclusive interview with Minhaj Alam, Additional Secretary, Ministry of Food Processing Industries on World Food India 2024. Interviewer was Alok Rai, Akashwani correspondent. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official.